Our next speaker is George Smith from the Director of Community Relations, Center for Community Health and Vitality, University of Chicago Center for Community Health and Vitality, who's going to talk about community-based research, the South Side of Chicago, and the University of Chicago.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, and I'm going to tell you my real title. It took me 2 weeks to get it, but here it goes. I am the Community Relations Director for the Center for Community Health and Vitality and the Southside Health and Vitality Studies of the Urban Health Initiative at the University of Chicago.
Did you get a raise?
So,
did you repeat that?
So I'm putting that MPH to you, let me tell you. So, but really, my title is, again, we want to talk about community-based participatory research. And as we know, many of us in public health realize that it has to do with the sharing of power. Many of the things that we've talked about, some of the health inequities, some of the health inequalities, or whatever word we want to say, can be solved by utilizing research. But we also realize when doing research, we have to share the power. That means that the community resident, the pastor, the taxi cab driver is just as important as the PI, the grants manager, and such. With the Urban Health Initiative and the Southside Health and Vitality Studies and the Center for Community Health and Vitality, we'll call them the studies and the center, It's focusing on 34 communities on the South Side of Chicago. And with this information right here, if you may or may not be familiar with the South Side of Chicago, I'm gonna tell you the great things about the South Side of Chicago first. If you're into music, did you know that Kanye West, Common, Chaka Khan, and Jennifer Hudson are from the South Side of Chicago? When we talk about politics, the president is from the South Side of Chicago, and Jesse Jackson Sr. and Jesse Jackson Jr. If we talk about sports, we talk about Derrick Rose and Dwayne Wade, they're from the South Side of Chicago. And if we talk about business, Gary Coleman, who's the founder of Land's Ending, is from the South Side of Chicago. Now, unfortunately, on the South Side of Chicago, we do have some things that are kind of negative. There's a reality isn't with any urban environment. We do have high infant mortality rates, which can vary anywhere from 18 to 25. It's just what it is. You know, I don't create the stats, I just tell them. We also have high rates of chronic disease, whether it be diabetes, cancer, HIV, AIDS, STDs. We have high rates of those. We have high rates of violence. Unfortunately, on the South Side of Chicago, whenever something happens, it makes news, national news. I mean, last year we had the student who went to Finger High School. That was on the South Side of Chicago. I passed it on occasion on my way to work. And we also have, unfortunately, with our educational system at the secondary level, we have low rates of graduation. And we also have something called food deserts. As I drive into work, I live on the Southwest Side. I can count one grocery store chain. The rest I will see will be Shark's Chicken, Hook's Chicken, Whale's Chicken, Barracuda's Chicken, Harold's Chicken. So if you need some chicken and fish on the South Side of Chicago, you can get it. Now if you want tilapia and grilled chicken, you may be kind of out of luck. So if we can go to the next slide, please. Oh, and one other thing too with the population on the South Side of Chicago, with our 34 community areas that we're focusing on, which is diverse, whether it be high income or low income, diverse, the vast majority are African American, with 72% being of African origin. Now, with the Urban Health Initiative, we wanted to look at ways in which we could utilize research to handle some of those problems that we're experiencing on the South Side of Chicago. And the number one thing you have to do is engage the community. If you're going to do research, it's great to write the grant, but if you're going to research people, wouldn't it make sense that the people you're going to research, you interact with them so you can get the best hypothesis and null hypothesis and work on your p-values and all that other good stuff? I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I'm speaking some research things. If you're going to do research, my philosophy is you do it right. And through the Center for Community Health and Vitality and the Southside Health and Vitality Studies, the university wants to do research findings that are shared with the community and also, which is very important, partnership with the community to ensure that there's community benefit. If you're going to do research, you have to make sure that it benefits the community, not only the institution and the principal investigator, but it must benefit the community. Next slide, please. And this just gives a diagram of the Urban Health Initiative. We look at the system, and one little slide is missing, but okay, which right here is something called the Southside Health Collaborative. One thing that we realized is that everyone needs to have a medical home, and it's a partnership with 30-plus federally qualified health centers that are on the south side of Chicago, where we can encourage residents to go and seek primary care and utilize it as a great source of having a medical home. It's good to have a physician that knows you and understands your familial history versus seeing a different physician every other month, or especially if you have a chronic disease. For example, if you have diabetes, it would be great that your internist knows your nephrologist, that knows your ophthalmologist, that knows your neurologist. So it's good to have continuity of care. Also right here, we have something called the Center for Community Health and Vitality. And the purpose of the center is to take what we learn in the laboratory and apply it to the community. And I always give this example when I'm out in the community. I say, for example, we found a cure for diabetes. It was found in the laboratory, but it is made from pork. And so I'm going to go into Chicago Lawn, Chicago Lawn and Marquette Park, and I'm going to speak to some Arab Americans. I found out that the vast majority of the African Americans are Muslim and in practice Islam. And I come and tell them about this great new cure we found to cure diabetes. So I go, by the way, you know, it has to be a pork product. Well, I've already lost my audience. So when you're doing community research, we haven't found it yet, but when you're doing community-based participatory research, if you are on the camera, no, we have not found a cure to diabetes. But when you're doing something like that, you have to think of the population that you're trying to help and just use some basic understanding of that population and understand their spirituality, their culture, some of their nuances, some of their language, some of their ways, and such that you can make the most effective thing. And then at the bottom right there is the Southside Health and Vitality Studies, which serves as the research arm of the Center for Community Health and Vitality. Next slide, please. So within the Southside Health and Vitality Studies, we have something we focus on. We're looking at environmental mapping. We're looking at population-based research and a data collaboratory. So basically, those are three areas in which we're looking at ensuring that we're engaging the community and that we're getting their viewpoint and their feedback. We also have five working groups that we're looking at ways to do the research. Our first working group, we have an epidemiology working group. I didn't like that class in grad school either. Which has community members as well as academic members. We have an asset mapping working group, which has community members as well as academic members. We have an ethics and human subject protection working group. We have a community engagement working group, and we have a biomeasure working group. And one thing I'll just give a little bit about our asset mapping working group. The asset mapping working group started last summer. It wanted to look at six communities that are on the south side of Chicago, and those are familiar. Those communities were Kenwood, High Park, Woodlawn, Washington Park, Grand Boulevard, and the East Side. And the purpose of doing this project was to go out into the community and find out what are the assets, where are the daycare centers, where are the grocery stores, if any. Where are the fish and chicken places, if you want that? Where are the restaurants? Where are various things? And the goal of this was to asset all of this information to put on an entity that we call southsidehealth.org. It's a website that's sort of on a wiki format in which community residents will be able to go to this website and query and look for information. For example, if they're looking for a daycare center, they can go, if they know their community area, put in their community area and be able to find that that information. And then the next slide, please. And I'm going to spend the most of the time talking on the principles of community engagement. And again, it's kind of, you know, a lot of words, but the ones that are bold I really want to focus on. Involve diverse community members, meaning that we have to get community members who are in church, out of church, in a mosque, out of a mosque, in a synagogue, out of a synagogue. We also have to get people who may be the principal of the high school or maybe the cleaning person in the high school. So you have to have a diverse community members. And just because 72% of the south side of Chicago is African American does not mean that it is a monolithic population. It is very heterogeneous. I grew up on the far south side of Chicago, and it's like Chicago isn't at 138th, I grew up on 125th. And when I was young, many, many, many years ago, people used to laugh and kid, like, you live in Chicago and you live on 125th? So I've been a little facetious. I said, yeah, and I ride my cow to 95th Street to get on the train so I can, you know, get to school. Build mutual respect and trust. You have to have respect and trust. Meaning that just because you're in academia or you have a terminal degree does not mean that you know everything. And let me say, somebody say, but we have to be realistic. And so you have to have mutual respect and trust because the president of the Mothers Board at any African-American church is one of the most powerful women in that church. After the first lady, the president of the Mothers Board is number two. If she don't want it to happen, pardon my use of vernacular, and the first lady doesn't want it to happen, it doesn't happen in that church. So you have to look at respect and understand the people that you're dealing with. Health and vitality, there is health and vitality. No matter what neighborhood you're in, there are some good things that are going on. And bad neighborhoods do produce good people. We also want to maximize the participation of and of leadership. Again, making sure that you involve community members, regardless of their stay or their educational level, in the development of research. They may not be able to figure out what the null hypothesis is, but at least they can give you some background information and it can help you best deal with the population that you want to research. Collect data that can be quickly benefit community organizations. I used to work for a CBO. And you know, when you're a CBO, we have to be realistic. Many community-based organizations live grant from grant, from grant to grant to grant. And they need data. They don't need data that's going to take 8 years to get because they may be closed by then. If payroll is due at the end of the month, that's what you're focusing on. You're not looking at, will I be able to get this data in 4 or 5 years? Was the tool reliable and valid? You know, things like that. It should be, but I'm just saying that when you're looking for data, you need it to be approachable, understandable, and attainable. Jointly learn and discover. We can learn from each other. Creating learning activities. This is something I think is very important too. And it's just my personal note. I think there are great PIs that are on the south side of Chicago. Unfortunately, some of them may go to not so spectacular high schools, but we should make sure that if someone wants to be an epidemiologist or wants to go into cancer research or wants to go into find a cure for HIV/AIDS or wants to find better ways to treat diabetes, they're located in those 34 communities on the south side of Chicago. So we should allow them opportunities to learn more. And that's something academically we call junior faculty. What does a junior faculty mean? Does anybody know? I'm engaging you, so I'm community engaged. So it's okay to raise your hand. I grew up in a black church, so it's okay to speak back. So if someone wants to, tell me what, okay, I'll answer the question. Meaning giving them, junior faculty are people who are newly minted with their PhD or terminal degree who need a little, little mentoring. Just like we can mentor junior faculty, we can mentor residents who are located on the 34 communities on the south side of Chicago for this. And finally, enhance sustainability. Yes, we have to find ways to make sure that there's opportunities to make sure that we can do all of those great things. And thank you.